Today we open up Hebrews chapter 8. It says this in verse 1. Now the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. See, we know this, but let me remind us of this. The Levites never sat in ministering. Rather, they both daily and yearly continued ministering. They never rested. There were sacrifices year after year. It had to continue. But Jesus, on the other hand, sat down at the right hand of God, pointing out the completeness of his sacrifice. So they were ministers in the sanctuary, the holy place where God dwells, as described for us in the earthly tabernacle where God showed his presence to Israel by the Shekinah glory, and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. So we see Jesus enters the true Holy of Holies. He enters into the true presence of God. The tabernacle at this point, when Hebrews was being written, had not stood for over 1,000 years. And the Herodian temple had less than 5 left. So the tabernacle, which the Lord has established, of course, will never fail or crumble away. Verse 3, for every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. These gifts were to show dedication and love. The blood sacrifices were for the forgiveness of sins. So it is necessary that this high priest also have something to offer. So we know what he had to offer. He had a final sacrifice, a once and for all sacrifice, which he cried out after completing, "It is finished." Hebrews 10:12 says, "But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God." In other words, we go back and look at the Levitical priesthood. Why did they have to continually offer sacrifices? Because they weren't legitimate to wash away the sins of mankind. Rather, they were pointing forward to Jesus Christ, who would wash away the sins of mankind. Verse 4, now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. In other words, as we already mentioned, Jesus was not qualified as a Levitical priest. Therefore, if you were depending upon Jesus in that way, or depending upon that old covenant, the old ministry, you were missing the whole entire point. As the text points out, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle, "For see," he says, "that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." It is not that heaven is just a grander sanctuary than the tabernacle and the earthly one. Rather, it is the true and grand tabernacle established by God. That is the one in heaven, which is vaguely mirrored through the one established through Moses. But now he has ordained a more excellent ministry, verse 6, by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises. In other words, salvation is by grace through faith alone in Jesus, the greater and better true priest, who enters into the true Holy of Holies, who offers the once and for all sacrifice. Therefore, do not be tempted to add to your salvation by acts of obedience or works or church. Salvation is dependent upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and him alone. Everything else which follows is merely the outworking of that salvation, which is fully dependent on Christ and Christ alone, the great high priest.